When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, it's Kenny Max from the Dogs Podcast, and we got Jacob.
Wait, Gordy, wait.
Isaiah. Let's go Dogs Podcast, baby.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We good?
And we're live.
Here we go. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Is there going to be a whole other intro or we're just coming right back in?
Started from the top.
All right. What the Michael Penix Jr. is going on?
I don't know, brother. We're trying to figure it out. We're doing it live.
Go for it. We're good.
So we're back.
We're back, man.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? We're not hearing ourselves over and over and over again right now.
We have not been drinking.
I don't know if you guys could hear it on your end, but everything we were saying was just playing in a loop in our ears, and it was
over and over,
over and over and over again. And I don't know how you guys listen to me that much, because that sounded terrible. So I appreciate you guys just sticking with us for the last 4 or 5 years. This is what happens when we go live, guys. You know, yeah. Sometimes you have some technical difficulties.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're all good. Well, we got a special live episode for you guys here tonight. Obviously, is this our fourth live draft, or is this our fifth?
I think it's our third, correct?
It's more than our third.
This is four.
This is four.
Yeah, because we did one at the brewery, one at the regular studio, one at the special studio, and then now this one.
Here. Yeah. So this is a fourth draft we're bringing to you guys. We're super excited. 4 years in, new studio this year, first time doing this studio, so we had to call in the big guns. We got Kenny Mack in here.
Oh.
He was at the draft last night, grabbed a couple Browns fans for that open. Yeah. We also, back in our little annex, our sub room, the Chokey, we have DF and Devontae coming here running our cameras. They're also going to be on camera. They got mics. You guys can talk to them all night. Guys, how was the drive in? Now I can't hear them.
I
swear to God, they're back there.
Try it now.
Nope.
Wow.
Guys, we're good at this, I swear.
Yeah, we got the technical stuff.
All right. Well, I swear Josh will keep working on DF, and he said the drive was good. But we got Josh here. We got Devontae back here. These guys, DF, he's been watching the show and collaborating with us and hanging out with us now since the beginning. DF, try talking. We got 6 hours. We'll get this figured out.
We will.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll be bringing them in a minute once we get their audio figured out. So these guys have been in the dog pack now for a while. DF's been collaborating with us for basically since the beginning. He was on our draft episode last year, so we're super pumped to have these guys in the studio with us, helping us out with this draft episode. It's taxing and exhausting being on here for this whole time, so the more guys we can get in here, the better it is, the more fun it is for everybody. So we appreciate you guys being here, and when your mics work, you guys can tell us how excited you guys are. We can like kind of just barely see them. They're through this dark glass.
It looks like they're excited, but I'm not sure if they're really excited.
They'll be excited when their mics work.
It's not quite True Lies, but it's kind of the same.
Yes.
So we're super pumped. While we're letting this thing fill up, before we're, you know, the draft's getting ready to kick off, I think we got just started 1 second. Just remind you guys, if you guys want to get your intros on the show, your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop down menu. You can also check out the merch store. store. If you're watching on YouTube right now and you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Make sure the notification bell is tapped so you don't miss any of the new content we're putting out pretty much daily these days between Kenny Mack and Josh and occasionally myself and DF. We're putting out a lot of content. You don't want to miss any of it. If you prefer to just listen to the podcast when you're driving to work or something, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. And lastly, if you're looking for more dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official dog pack member. Like I said, we got Kenny Mack in the dog pack, DF, Devontae, all in the dog pack. And this is just what's kind of pretty cool about starting the podcast and starting the dog pack. I mean, these were literally from all over and we just hang out, talk Browns. And it's not just these guys. There's, I think we're up to almost 100 people in there right now. And I'd say 85% of them are very active and they hang out. And we've basically all been talking for so long. Like it's almost
85 bros.
And it's almost like a brotherhood to the point where like we've mother effed each other in there and like wish death upon our bloodlines.
Yeah.
And then the next day it's like, hey guys, did you guys see this? And we're all just like right back in it. It's like just hanging out with your friends at home or your brothers at home. You guys beat each other up and then you go grab a soda and play Xbox together. Yeah. That's essentially what the dog pack is like right now. It's just a good time for everybody involved. So if you want to hang out with us, guys like Kenny and DF, Devontae, you want to talk Browns all year round, and pretty much anything else that happens in the world of sports or just the earth, make sure you head to jointhedogs.com, become an official dog pack member. And lastly, Kenny was at the official Home of the Dogs podcast today, Kittle's Brick Oven Pub up in Green. How was it? You're the first person to be there that I've actually got to talk to.
Yeah, man, I walked right in. It was right at 3 o'clock and I kind of doing a pilgrimage. I'm like, I went down, went to the draft yesterday. We'll get to that. And the first thing I did was I hit up the Browns backers, president Tim Rudnick, and I hung out with him for a bit and I'm like looking at where my hotel is and I'm like, man, Kittle's is right on the way. I gotta stop in there. Walked in, rolled in, I was first guy and I had a beer. It was great. I looked at their menu and if you guys want to get down to that place, I don't have the address off the top of my head.
It's right there on the Akron Maslin exit, Maslin Road exit, right there in Green.
Yeah, they got some different stuff. Like, I mean, they're using like a oven, a stone oven, mm-hmm. and there's nothing like that in the Akron area, they were telling me. And then they got a couple other things that, food options that'll be good for you guys to try out there. I actually just went for a beer, collect my thoughts, and so I could get this day going. And I had the Alaskan Amber. It was unreal, and they treated me super awesome.
Did you tell them you were at the Dogs podcast?
Yeah, they said, well, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're naming a pizza after you and they're naming a beer after you, and I know what the beer is. So
I got the Kenny Mack special.
Yeah, I put Kenny Mack Attack down for both of them. So.
But so Kenny's been there. He can attest it's a great place, good environment. We're hopefully going to be getting more and more involved with them as this partnership like really ramps up. Again, like Kenny said, we're going to have a beer and a pizza named after us, and it's up to you guys to name that. We're running the naming contest right now. Drop your comments on our pinned posts on Facebook and Twitter and on the videos we're putting out on YouTube. We're going to collect them all probably another week or so, get as many as we can. Then we'll put it out to a vote, let you guys pick on what your favorite is for the beer and the pizza. So make sure you guys check that out. And again, if you're local, Tusk, Stark, Summit, Wayne, you're looking for somewhere to grab something to eat, watch a Browns game in the upcoming season. Right now, you can catch a Guardians game or even a Cavs playoff game. They got Tuesday night Euchre nights. Check out Kittle's Brick Oven Pub in Green, Ohio, right off the Maslin, Akron Maslin Road exit. I'm like really struggling with that. All these audio issues.
Well, speaking of the audio issues, let's see if we can hear the guys yet.
Yo.
It's there. It's
Look at
there.
That. Hey, say hello so people know we're not lying about you guys being here.
Hi, everybody.
I told you guys, then they're here on their own free will, I swear.
I come, I get free food, but there's no free food, so I'm kind of contemplating if you lie to me a little bit. So
I can get you some free food at some point. Somebody in the chat will buy us a pizza. No, I'm just joking. So we're excited to get these guys input all night. They can pop themselves on camera anytime they want. You guys can look at their pretty faces. So, Kenny, how was the draft last night?
Man, I always have such a great time at the draft. It's just like a collaboration of all the fans together. Now, obviously, it's in Detroit, so there's a ton of Detroit fans. I'm happy for the Lions. Like, they've got a good thing going. The ownership, from down to the players, everybody's super prideful about what they accomplished. Being a Buckeyes fan, though, it was a little rough. There's a lot of Wolverines fans there. And you know what? You guys beat everybody. You did a fantastic job. I don't know if I wanted to hear it for about, you know, more than 5 minutes, but I was there for about 3 hours and I heard a lot of it. Got the day count, how many how many days it was. 1069, I believe, that Ohio State hasn't done anything. So Ryan Day, you got to do something about that, number one. Number two, I got tired of that. But overall, if you guys get a chance to go to the draft, go. It's a great time. You can hang out with any fans. Everybody's having a great time. You can run the 40. You can get a picture doing jump when you hit the sticks. You can do a toss of the football. You can toss to players out in the field. There's autograph sessions. Now, the one thing that they did is I lined up for Donovan Peoples-Jones. They couldn't get him in because there were so many people.
That's crazy.
It was unreal. And you think as a Browns fan, you're like, Donovan Peoples-Jones, maybe there won't be a lineup, because I got Andrew Hawkins. I got in the line super late and wasn't super long, right? Not thinking that he was a Wolverine, it was jammed to see Donovan Peoples-Jones. That was crazy to see that many people. Now, overall, I was part of a situation where you guys probably saw the numbers. There was 275,000 at the actual time of the draft, and I was one of those people. And that was friggin' cool, man. It was awesome. One thing that I noticed the difference, because I have been in Las Vegas to be there, I thought Las Vegas was a little bit more, there's more free stuff. So we got free cards, we got free booze. It was all right. And they were giving out a lot more stuff. So I don't know if they cut that back or just that's going to be a day two thing or a day three thing.
Maybe it's a Detroit thing.
It could be a Detroit thing. You know what I mean? It was super good. There's also, you guys can get your pictures taken with anything. So they'll take a picture of you with announcing a draft pick. So you're at a podium. You can get a picture of a sports card of you. So I got one kind of where I'm like, you know,
I'd get me a picture of me eating a potato chip.
And you can get one at the locker. They set up a locker with all the guys' stuff and what it kind of like looks like. So it's very interactive. I recommend going to it. It's in Green Bay next year. Super good time.
Awesome. Hang on a second. I just found out too.
Yeah.
I want to say hello to Sophia.
Oh boy.
Hi, Sophia. Yay. I just got a picture. She's watching me, my little child.
Oh.
So hello, Sophia.
Everybody say hi. I didn't get that news.
I think Justin has like news.
News.
What's your news?
I have a pick update on what Buffalo
has Are we spoiling for people not being
in? It's up to you guys. Whatever you want to do. I think it is interesting though, and I think it will change what Browns fans
wanted to do.
In this.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
We're talking about it.
All right. Well, Brad Moneymaker, thank you for the update. We have the Bills are drafting Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman.
Oh, man. Pick. No way. I thought they'd go Franklin. I thought they would want a little bit more speed, but I mean, maybe that supplants Gabe Davis leaving. Like, they're kind of the same guy, are they not?
Who, Coleman?
Coleman and Gabe Davis.
No.
One route, long down? No.
Coleman does not have the high-end speed. Is that right, Derek?
So Keon Coleman is a very unique receiver. He doesn't – so at the combine, he ran a very, very slow 40.
That's right.
And everybody hung the Coleman in the drills was one of, if not the fastest receivers. So that dude, when you turn on the tape, he's physically set apart. But when you turn on the tape, the dude is bullying people. He plays physical football. I think this is an outstanding pick for a quarterback like Josh Allen, who's just going to lob it up to you. I am pissed that Keon Coleman is not going to be a Cleveland Brown. I can tell you that. But, guys, Adonai Mitchell is still on the board. Harry can pull that off. Please, dear God.
So it's really what teams would take him, though. That'd be my question before us.
Who, Adonai Mitchell?
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a huge runner on receivers.
I think we're going to see it.
I don't. I feel like we're going to get to a point where the Browns are going to be selecting a D tackle at 54 because there isn't going to be any receivers left.
Yeah.
I wanted. So the Bills addressed the wide receiver position here. So I kind of want to recap last night a little bit.
Ooh, yeah, we need to.
Yes. Rick Atkins says $20, grab a pizza. Rick, I was just joking, man. You don't actually have to buy us a pizza, man. That makes me feel terrible.
We do appreciate you, yes, buddy.
Rick, that's awesome. if you're local, go to Kittle's and get a free appetizer, please, on us. Say, hey, oh my goodness, we're with the Dogs at podcast. Where's my free appetizer? But I wanted to talk about the first round a little bit. Obviously, there was some teams who did well, some teams who just didn't do well, and then maybe some teams that make you like scratch your head a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So obviously, there's a lot of talk about the Michael Penix pick, a lot of talk about the Bo Nix pick. And then I said neither one of those was the worst move of the first round. And I just want to address it quick since they just picked. I thought the absolute biggest blunder I in like a long time in terms of the draft that I've seen ever is the Bills trading with the Chiefs.
Their biggest rival.
They're at least their, yes, it's their biggest rival.
In conference rival. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sure. Like they gift wrapped the Chiefs, their biggest need.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the best player to fit that need.
Yes. And the team that they can't beat in the playoffs. And the Bills' biggest need is wide receiver. And they just, so even if you didn't want Worthy and you thought, well, it doesn't matter, we don't need this pick, we don't need Worthy, we're going to address it with Keon Coleman, we're pretty confident we're going to get him. Why would you do the Chiefs any favors?
Yep. Completely agree. I said earlier, I would have told them to kick fucking rocks. As soon as they called up and they're like, hey, it's the Chiefs, I'd have been like, go eat your pancakes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's how I would have addressed it. To me, it's just crazy because we've already kind of hit on it, but there's no bigger rivalry for the Bills. That's the team that has kept them out or kept them from being unsuccessful in the playoffs for, you know, other than Cincinnati the one time. But, and then you literally, their excuse was, well, no matter what, they were going to be able to get their guy anyway. Be like, well, don't do that deal with them then. Yeah, make them work for it a little bit. You know what I mean? If you're not, to me, this looks like they weren't sure about what they wanted to do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
At least fleece them.
Yeah.
Like if, listen, you guys,
need three firsts.
Yeah. I need everything. I need everything you got. I need a strain of Pat Mahomes' hair.
Yes. Like,
we need, I want some of his sperm. We're going to cryogenically freeze it. We're going to grow another one of him. And we need him to be playing quarterback for us in 20 years.
Correct.
Like, I'm pretty sure that in the deal, it was like very kind of Chiefs favored almost. They just swapped picks. And bump back, picks? And then in like later in the draft, they bump back like 30 picks.
Yeah, who cares? Because you're getting the better valued players. I would think, you know what I mean, right now, at the top end, it gets. For me, I think it gets riskier the farther down the draft you go. You know what I mean?
There's a trade in, boys.
There is a trade.
Oh, let's see here. You got to think the Chargers are coming up for a receiver.
They have nothing else now. And that's the thing, though. The Patriots need one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised. Were you surprised they went offensive tackle? I saw some people talk about this online.
No,
that was the chalk pick. If you followed any of the like the analysts or the experts, it was tackle, basically Joe Alt.
Yes.
To the Chargers. There was some, maybe Marvin Harrison slips there. Maybe they go Malik Nabers. Yeah. But, I mean, the way that Jim Harbaugh just wants to run the ball.
I would have taken Nabers.
Completely agree.
Huh?
I would have taken Nabers.
Oh, I would have too, but you're not Jim Harbaugh.
They want to build a very dominant run game,
yeah,
a physical front. And
especially, they just went and, what, Gus Edwards?
Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
So they got some backs.
Poor J.K. Now I can finally root for him again.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and hopefully he can stay healthy. What do you guys think Harbaugh is going to be like?
He's going to do the same thing he did in San Fran. That was indicative of that pick, right?
Do you think he does it quick? Do you think it's a quick turnaround, or do you think they got to give him time?
I'd have to look more into what his offensive coordinators are like to know. To
get Jim Harbaugh? That.
Yeah.
You think he's coming in. First of all, when you come into the NFL with Justin Herbert,
fair point,
as your quarterback, the turnaround's got to be quick, I would say.
I don't think like if they start off like 1-4.
I'm not
like
saying this year, hot, but I'm saying he's not going to get like a 4-year trial run to suck for 4 years in a row.
No, I don't think so either. I know that they're not doing great cap wise. I'm pretty sure.
No,
like, which is why they had to let
some. We went over it. Like, that's why they had to get rid of the receivers.
But they got rid of the receivers and kept the defensive ends. So you can that they just want to run the ball and play defense.
Yeah, even though they could stand probably a pass rusher or anything, to be honest with you. But
let's get Devontae on here. They just announced a pick.
Yes,
Devontae, it's your turn. I want to hear that soothed, silky voice.
Blake, you owe me a pizza.
But, Rick already got you one.
Hey, I'll take it. It's going to be Ladd McConkey, if I said his name right.
Correct. Yep, that's it.
That's another slot receiver. That's Puka Nacua-like, I guess, or Cooper Kupp-like. Interesting pick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Devontae. What were you saying?
No, I was just going to say Adonai Mitchell is still there, and he's falling. So from going from the top 10 to the top 15 to then 20 to now second round.
What happened?
Do you guys? I haven't seen anything. I don't see anything that says there's some type of injury history. I know there was concerns on his focus and if he was really in the game 24/7. So that may have dropped him. But do you think, if he drops next few picks, AB gets on the phone?
He absolutely should. If I can throw in my two cents real fast.
Of course you Mitchell, can.
What are you giving up? What are you giving up then?
The thing. To me, this is the JOK situation. This could be the JOK situation all over again. You have a guy who is a for sure first round talent. For no explanation so far that we know of, he is currently falling. I wouldn't say he's going to fall a whole lot longer, but if I'm Andrew Berry, I'm getting on the phone right now. Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey just went off the board. That's two receivers immediately. Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall's gone. Xavier Leggett's gone. If the Browns want to address receiver in this draft, you have Troy Franklin and you have A.D. Mitchell. And if you have the opportunity to grab a first round talent, you make the call. You make the call. I would give up 54. I'd give up, what are we, 80 something?
85. Because he won't make it past the Patriots will pick him, the Titans would pick him.
This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, I don't know where you're at. It may or may not feel like it, but it is spring, and the Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is here, and it is the perfect time to get fired up for all your springtime grilling. 50% off site wide. These are the sales that I love to take advantage of because it's the perfect time to grab everything from Omaha Steaks at half the price. And when you use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out, you get an additional $30 off your order. It's a deal that you just can't pass up. So head over to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. Order the perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air chilled chicken, and all their delicious desserts, ready to eat meals, all this stuff. They've got appetizers and stuff too, guys. Chicken wings and mozz sticks and everything you could possibly want to stock up for a fantastic spring grilling season. 50% off site-wide, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out for $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Before we move on, Ohio, Bet365 is offering new users $150 in bonus bets this month. To receive your bonus bets, all you have to do is sign up for Bet365 using our link, make a first deposit of $10, and place a $5 wager on any game. Once that first $5 bet settles, you will receive $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet. To be eligible for this sign-up bonus, you must sign up through our link down in the description. So if you haven't yet signed up for Bet365, click our link in the description and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms to see if you can qualify.
So here's my thing, just going through the draft process and everything is
Giants.
Like A.D. Mitchell, Troy. I know the Browns have met with Troy Franklin a couple times. They used a top 30 visit. They seem to like him. I like Roman Wilson. I know the Browns have met with Malachi Corley. I like what Malachi Corley could be on our offense. 100%. And I like Jermaine Burton a lot. We were just talking about that over some brews. I like Jermaine Burton a ton, and I think that's a guy that you can wait on and not have to trade up to get one of these other guys. The thing is, it's all about how does the Browns draft board look? Is A.D. Mitchell high on that board, or did they not have him super high? I have no idea.
Go ahead.
The Browns need, if the Browns are going to pick a receiver, they need an outside receiver, in my opinion. Because, like, Jerry Jeudy's going to be in the slot, I would imagine, a fair amount. And Elijah Moore, I think if you're looking at our wide receiver core, Elijah Moore is the worst one.
Moore, they were saying, is actually better on the outside. So
that's what I'm saying.
Get him outside.
So yeah. I think the Browns are drafting essentially best available if they want. I don't look at the Browns and think there's like huge need anywhere that like, oh man, if we don't address this, we're just screwed going into the season. I think we could take the field right now and play. But I do think if you are going to nitpick and pick a need, depth at wide receiver is not great. You got Amari Cooper, you got Jeudy, you have Moore.
Tillman.
And Tillman, you know, coming into a second year, you hope he takes a little bit of a leap, but outside of that, I mean, you don't have much of a receiver. And if like Amari Cooper goes down, all of a sudden you're looking real thin again. Well,
and we talked a lot too about next year.
Yeah.
If you just look ahead one season right now, it's Jeudy, Tillman, Bell. That's it.
So I like Mitchell. I like Franklin. I want a taller, fast, big body guy who can make some of the contested catches, who can stretch the defense to let guys like Jeudy and Amari Cooper kind of do what they do in terms of route running. I want a big guy. I want a big play guy. I think maybe Cedric Tillman has that ability, but you know, we don't know. And like you said, if you look just 1 year out, we're still going to need somebody potentially. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think that depth of wide receiver, I think we're okay in terms of your top three to maybe four if Tillman takes a step. But after that, you're very, very thin.
So there's another trade.
Yep.
What's up?
Atlanta's on the clock.
There was another trade. The Falcons moved up.
Yeah, they got their pick in.
I want to ask you, since you said you want a big body receiver, I'll give you the list of remaining receivers and their height, and you tell me yes or no. And it's honestly for everybody. Yes or no. We have Troy Franklin. He's 6'3", 187.
I'd take him.
Yep.
Jalen Polk, 6'2", 204.
No. Yes.
I'm not a Polk fan.
I'm not a Polk fan either.
Jalen McMillan, 6'1", 192.
Nah, I'm good on the other Washington receivers.
Yeah, I'm not.
The guy that I would like, Malachi Corley, but he's 5'11", 210, but he's a yak. They call him a yak king.
Well, and I mean, that's 5'11", 210. He's built like a brick shithouse.
Yeah. He's a running back receiver. Man.
Yeah.
He's unreal.
He was a running back before,
he's,
yeah.
He's on the freak list. His RAS score is like over, like way over 9. He would be a great addition, and it would be what San Fran does with Deebo Samuels. Like, you could keep the offense off balance.
Malachi Corley makes sense to me to have him running around the intermediate areas with Njoku.
Yep.
And then you get a more like a guy with more speed and finesse with Jerry Jeudy. Cooper and Elijah can kind of go on the outside, factor in some Tillman. I don't know. I have been big on Corley. Are you guys cutting out?
No, I was just saying it's kind of hard not to interrupt. I'm here. I'm seeing your lips moving, but you're a second behind.
I know.
Yeah, it's tough to get used to.
Eric says, "Why?" Pastor Rob says, "Why trade up? What are we giving up? How do you fit these guys in? Who are you cutting?" I think there's like the Browns have a couple prime candidates to cut at the wide receiver position. Nobody's going to miss David Bell.
Sadly enough, and I've talked to people about this. His snap counts are less went down. Over 50% from his rookie season. And I said the last time we saw that happen to a guy from his rookie season to a sophomore, it was Dimitri Felton.
Yeah.
And then he was healthy and active, cut.
Yeah. So what I like about – did you have more?
No. We're just trying to figure out how we can, like, cue you guys whenever you have something you want to say so we're not, like, interrupting. So
okay.
Yeah. We're putting a sign up.
There we go.
So the thing I like about – Mitchell, his comp is T. Higgins. Like, so like, I'm with DF. I mean, don't sell the farm, I guess. But we just talked about how we don't think the Browns don't need a ton. I think if you can come away with this out of this draft with like one or two guys that are difference makers early in their careers, like that's a pretty big win.
Are you laughing at John?
Yeah, John was too. See you, John. Yeah. Shout out former Dogs podcast.
John's a Ravens fan now.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Blunderbusters.
When you guys were talking about large receivers, though, wasn't the guy opposite to Coleman? He was a big dude, too. Was it Johnny Wilson?
Yeah.
Johnny Wilson. Okay.
Yeah, he's like 235.
There's a lot of talk that he should probably move to tight end.
Yeah.
At the NFL level.
I was kind of wondering that at 235. That's huge. That's
he's like 6'7" or something.
Yeah. What was his 40? Do you know? He might be an idea. One thing that Blake was saying though before too, if we go two or three, just a big another like an Njoku type of tight end maybe.
Yeah, just pulled him up. What do you got?
Like Jatavion Sanders.
Yes, I've had my eye on him. Like he's a freak athlete. I mean, if there's no receivers left that you really really like. Why not? And you want to attack the offensive side of the ball and you want to get a playmaker, a skill position guy. Why not
go in that route? So I know we're talking about all these wide receivers. We're talking Jatavion Sanders. If it was like me, I want offensive linemen.
Me too.
At 54. If we're staying at 54 and we're picking, I think there's going to be some good O linemen. I think we need to really build up the depth of the interior for the future because Bitonio's 33. Got like a year left after this. We don't know if he's going to, how much longer he's going to play.
Agreed.
Teller, we already talked about. He's a contract that could be
traded,
offloaded. Yes.
Yep.
Well, and it'd be nice to get like a guy on a 4-year deal that's cheap right now that could start.
Here's my thing. The Browns are very much in win now mode. So I'm not really thinking about the future. In terms of with this pick, this is our highest draft pick of the year. If there's difference makers that can, I don't care about next year, this year, if we can get a guy who's going to help the team this year, you can get a very good offensive lineman in like the sixth round.
I'm just saying there might be guys that you could get that you could offload. And I've talked about this Teller now.
I don't want to offload Teller.
I'm not saying I want to, but I'm saying contract cap space wise, it's a move that could be made.
We're good cap space.
If I could jump in real quick on the conversation you were saying about big receivers. So A.D. Mitchell is 6'4", 196 pounds, and he ran a 4.34 at the combine. So not saying that the combine is everything, but, you know, back to the point on why you would move up, this is a situation where if the Browns can grab him, this is – unbelievable long-term security because you have a guy who has number one receiver potential with the size of a really, really good receiver in the NFL. You know, and the fact that he's falling, maybe NFL teams know something we don't know, but at his size with his speed, like you mentioned, he's a deep threat, great vertically downfield. I don't know. I think it makes a lot of sense. We'll see.
Did his teammate show up to his birthday party?
What about Brendan Rice if he's there in the third? So let's say we go O tackle in the second. Do you go get Brendan Rice in the third if he's there?
I am not big on Brendan Rice personally, but
will Burton be available third? Because I
was hoping Burton would be available third round, but you'd have to move up maybe a little bit. That's the thing. We'll see what the Browns decide to do as far as like moving or if they just stay locked into where they are. We've got two defensive tackles that just went off the board back to back.
Yep.
Oh, and there goes wide receiver Jalen Polk to the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Okay.
So Polk is off the board. They move back a little bit and get their receiver.
Well, I was kind of saying back to the offensive line talk, we were saying before you showed up, what if the Browns do what we were saying, they go offensive line? And the guy that they just hired to be their offensive line coach, he wants to get his stamp on the team. He just, not that the guys are playing bad, they just don't get the next contracts and he gets his guys, right? And that's something that they may want to do because you have one tackle position spoken for. And then we don't know what we really want with Jed Wills because he kind of looks like he might have run his course a little bit. So then you'd have something for next year that's teachable this year, or you can, you know, get him going without having too much pressure on him, you know?
I agree. I'm with you. I understand Blake's argument. Like, if there's a guy there that can come in and, but let's say he slides, like a JOK situation. Like, I'm very okay with best player available. I think just like we saw it last year. Look at the injuries that happened on the line last year.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. Like, I'm okay with, and it doesn't even, just because it looks like a future pick, it doesn't mean that it's going to be a future pick. It could be a week two, like it was last year pick, immediately guy coming in and starting.
Yeah. On the flip side though, like with Blake's take on Sanders, I'm all over that. Like, I've been drafting that guy all the time. Mm-hmm. If you guys take a look at his profile right now, it should read David Njoku all over it.
Right.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just looking for my tissue.
You got
Blake's all
knows.
Fidgety over there. I was like, what is going
guys,
on?
Guys, I've been battling like this cold crap for a week, yeah. And I thought I'd lace my pockets with a tissue in case I needed to get a little tissue action going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what pocket I left in. It's probably like stuck underneath one of my
towel over there on the floor. If you want,
I actually asked you for an extra tissue because I'm also very
yeah. Like, I was so confident I had tissues in my pocket, I was just giving some away. Well, and apparently I don't know where they are.
I was going to say, like, if we're talking about tissues and all that kind of stuff, let's talk about a little off the topic of Brown stuff. But who was crying last night in the first round? Because there was some. I know we haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
There was some shit that went down last night that, at least I know, it had me going, what?
Well, first of all, the way it kicked off, did you guys like how, like, Goodell had, like, an entourage kind of, like, so he wouldn't get booed?
Yeah.
He brought out, like, the golden boy Eminem. Yeah. And then you got Barry Sanders. You have Megatron. And then you got St. Brown, right? He just signed his contract. And you got Hutchinson.
Jared Goff.
And everyone's like, yeah. And everyone was chanting and loving Jared Goff. I grew up by Detroit. I can't remember the last time those guys liked the quarterback. That was amazing. And then Roger still gets out there and was like, boo, and they still boo him.
If I think this, I guess let's just start with the first head scratcher.
Okay.
The Michael Penix pick.
Thoughts.
So where do you guys, I'm.
It's Brandon Whedon.
I'm not fully committed to a take on this one yet.
Okay.
Like, I can see
both sides.
Correct. I can see a little bit of everything, but I just feel like, even though I know the thought process and I understand what they're saying, I still think, like, I don't know, man, that's kind of a risk.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would have, if me personally, if I have a top 10 pick and I just addressed my team's biggest need in the offseason by signing Kirk Cousins, like, the Falcons had a pretty solid defense last year. They have Pitts, London, Bijan Robinson. Like, they got some skill guys, and they felt like the thing that they needed was a quarterback. And they addressed it by getting a guy who's, I mean, as long as he's healthy, people talk shit on Kirk Cousins. He's played basically a top 12 level his entire career.
Maybe even higher.
You know what I mean? At least statistically speaking, like, he's always has a ton of yards and touchdowns and few turnovers. Like, the guy's been one of the most consistently good quarterbacks, and you went and addressed it by giving him a whole lot of money. Why would you not give him a piece or do, why would you not just help? Like, and they're saying, and I guess, like, their thought process is, we went and got Kirk Cousins. We think we're a good team, and we think we can win with Kirk Cousins now and be good for his entire contract. But because we're going to be good with his entire contract, we're not going to be in a position to draft a quarterback when he's not here anymore. And now we won't have to. We won't have to sell the farm to move up. We won't have to go through a long rebuild because we're trying to find the quarterback. We'll just have the guy. And he'll be a seasoned vet, you know, sitting here a couple years down the road. But, man, it there's a fine line between thinking about the future and not in just like attacking now. Like, this is now. Go now. Right. You're in the worst division in football. Go win it.
Right. So last night when it happened, I was just hanging out with some of the guys from Patreon, and it was kind of shocking, right? Like, I feel like it caught everybody off guard. Like, nobody saw that pick coming.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, we're sitting there and we're processing, and I'm going, well, like, you know, I feel like they're kind of taking, like, the Jordan Love approach. Like, they're letting a guy, like, groom through the system, and then, like, down the road, you know, he's ready to go. Let's say 3 years from now, right? Like, Kirk Cousins is maybe entering his like second to last or last season on this contract. I like at the time I like it, but it is crazy because first off, you would think for a guy that you paid $180 million to on the contract that you would say, hey, we are going to take a quarterback at eight. We're not going to either give you Rome Odunze because they could have used a weapon. Honestly, like, I thought they were going defense. Best defensive player available.
They should need a pass rusher.
Right, Falcons, right.
Big time.
So it was kind of crazy to me. I get it. And to me, I think it's an interesting pick. Like, if you're sure that he's the guy, then it's a bold move. Now, if he's not the guy, people are probably going to get fired. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, because this is, like, a huge, huge risk. But health-wise, like for Kirk Cousins, and we kind of argued about this. If Kirk Cousins isn't healthy or we're not sure about what you're getting, why are you paying him $180 million?
Well,
to be your quarterback.
The thing, you know, if you're worried about Kirk Cousins' health, I mean, Michael Penix is a guy who
also has health things going on.
Was it four season ending injuries?
Yeah, ACLs and shoulders.
He played 6 years in college.
Yep.
So I don't know. It just seemed like it was a head scratcher for sure.
Yep. I mean, Put Bowers on that team.
With Kyle Pitts.
You know what I mean? Like, you got a quarterback who can get the ball to guys.
Now. Well, they had Odunze was on the board.
On the board,
you were
still
saying. So you pair him with Drake London. Now you got Kyle Pitts and Bijan. It's like, wow, this offense is nuts.
And all the defensive players. Everybody was available. Right.
They could have taken Latu or Turner.
It's just kind of crazy.
Or Murphy.
And then, I mean, I don't know. Murphy I feel would like. Be, yeah. yeah. I feel like, and then you have to have that conversation with your quarterback. Like, you just signed him to a 4-year deal. Like, you have to, he has to be in the know. I'm not saying he has to be in people's ear and saying, hey, this is the guy I want, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to draft a quarterback that's ultimately going to, you know, probably take over his spot, you need to have that conversation with him. He shouldn't find out as they're on the clock, oh shit, hey, we're also going to take a young guy to, you know, possibly you're going to have to groom him and get him ready to take your position.
Did you hear that on the radio? He had like 2 minutes notice.
Yeah, they were on the clock and they, you know, and the crazy thing is it's already like, it's just unnecessary. You know what I mean? I don't think like Kirk Cousins is a drama kind of guy,
no.
But his agent's out there and he's like, you know, like, hey, what the hell's going on? Like, well, we're completely caught off guard.
And Kirk just said he wants to retire Falcon. His kids are getting to like school age. He doesn't want to be moving them around all the time. Like,
that's their family's based in Georgia.
Yeah, you know, like what I mean? they're there now, and they just, that's where they want to be. And now he hasn't even done a practice for you yet, and you go draft his replacement. Right. And they said Kirk's our quarterback, but now he's got a clock on him because you just drafted the guy who's going to replace him. So he's not getting an extension. I know he's getting old, but He's not getting an extension now in Atlanta. He's not, if he wants to play till he's 37, 38, he's going to have to go somewhere else again. So he's not retiring a Falcon if he wants to play beyond this contract. So it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't have done that. I don't think you have to necessarily, like, you don't have to tell players what you're going to do.
Right.
Like, that's fair. You know, my boss doesn't tell me what I'm doing.
Fair. Right.
What they're going to do with the company. They just tell me what to do and I have to do it, unfortunately. But I do think there's like, just because they don't have to, there could be a courtesy at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it'd be different to me too, like if they took Penix and Kirk was going into the last year of his deal. And they were like, okay, this is probably going to be Kirk's last year, you know, and Penix can sit, like the Alex Smith situation in Pat Mahomes. It's the first year. of his deal.
Right. Yeah. A four.
Yes.
He hasn't even played a snap yet. He hasn't even, you know.
And they traded up for him. Like, this isn't like an Aaron Rodgers situation or even Jordan Love. They were drafted in the low 20s, were they not?
No, they were at eight.
That was their spot.
Now, I will say this. In defense of this.
Oh, no, but I was saying, like, take him in the 20s next year, wherever your low pick is.
So right? He was like a low first end, second round pick, but the way things were going, I don't think he would have made it probably out of like 15.
No, right? When you got the Broncos taking Bo Nix at 12, right. And the Raiders are sitting there at 13, right. These quarterbacks weren't making it past those two teams.
I get it. Now, the other interesting thing, like, I thought about is for them, when's the next time you're going to get an opportunity to have a top 10 pick? Because Kirk Cousins is kind of a stud. And he's a winner. That, like, I don't see them. And if everything comes together, they're not picking lower than 20 for the next 3 years. If Kirk Cousins is healthy, you know what I mean? And because that division's dog shit, you know what I mean? They should have their way.
You cross your fingers and hope for a trade that you get some kind of draft pick.
Right. But then you're ultimately, like, if you're trading up, you're giving up a shit ton to go get that pick. You're not going to get that pick ever again.
Which is what he said he didn't, what their GM said he didn't want to have to do.
Right.
He wouldn't have to sell the farm to go get the next quarterback. Right. But man, like, have your eyes on the present. Like, you can't, know what I mean? You can't always be worried about 4 years down the road. At some point, it's about winning games now.
And they got needs. That's like, that's the other part of it too, is like, for me, I'm like, if they had a completely loaded roster, I'd go, well, this makes sense. Like, completely. Like, I get it. Everything lines up.
They really need a pass rusher.
But you could have added the best defensive player on the board, right? Whoever you wanted, whether you wanted to go secondary, whether you wanted to go D tackle, outside edge, you know, whatever you wanted to do, or receiver, or whatever you wanted to do. It was there. It was readily available.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS. What do you guys think back behind the window here?
So that's my biggest thing with this conversation, is if the Falcons did not go out and get Kirk Cousins, I would be just all over this move. I love Michael Penix Jr. I think in 4 or 5 years, we could be talking about him as a top three quarterback from this class, maybe even as high as number two. I think he's that good. He stood in the pocket at Washington, made big-time NFL throws consistently, throwing guys open, throwing into tight windows, and he did it at a high level. But the problem is, okay, the Falcons go out, they spend all this money that they did to get Kirk Cousins. By doing that, I mean, they're tying themselves to Kirk Cousins. I mean, you can talk about it in any way you want, but by signing that contract financially, they are tied to Kirk Cousins. But Kirk has also had his injury problems. So how is the balance of this going to work out? Because I think Michael Penix Jr. is good enough that whenever he does take that starting job at some point, whether it be Kirk going down or Kirk plays bad, I think Michael Penix Jr. is going to be the guy. I think he is that good. But what do you do then with Kirk Cousins? Are you going to eat that cap and trade him? How are they going to handle this situation? And to your point, you allow the Chicago Bears to sit there at number one, get their quarterback, and then at number nine, grab the second or third best receiver in the draft, depending on how you look at it. you had him on the board with Romo Dunze for you. You had Dallas Turner. You had all these other players. And, you know, it's a huge, huge gamble. It's a gamble that doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now, but could work out. He's not a bad quarterback.
If it works out, the GM looks like a genius. If it doesn't work out, you're selling cars. Straight up.
You know what I mean? I'll say this. I don't know where this narrative that Michael Penix isn't good came from either.
Right.
Like, all he did was dominate college football last year and take Washington to a place they'd never, ever, ever been really in my life. And what I like about Penix, the player, is he was good at Indiana. Like, I don't know if people remember, he used to dice up Ohio State at Indiana, and he was playing with a bunch of nobodies. And he'd throw for 250, 300 against the Buckeyes. And you're like, well, this guy's good. Good thing nobody else on Indiana can play football. You know what I mean? And then he did it against higher level competition with the worst talent around him. He's not one of these guys who come from the top program who are playing with all the best players and they're playing down to competition all the time. He spent a lot of his career playing with subpar talent around him against some of the top competition in the country, and he played well and performed well. So I'm not saying Michael Penix is a bad quarterback. I'm just saying you already have one who for at least 3 years. So use him and give him pieces so you can go win with him now. What's the point of addressing your biggest need if you're then not going to take advantage of it and go win football games now?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's kind of back to what you're saying. Like, you're taking a look at this Penix and you're saying, okay, he's the best that we'll get in the next 3 years, like under that contract from Kirk Cousins. Like, you got to look like AB does, like through the drafts and have them mapped out. And you're saying, like, okay, so we're projecting we're going to have the 28th overall pick next year. There's not a single quarterback that you can find in any round at that draft spot that's going to, you can develop, you know, that guy's that good. I guess that's what you're saying, right?
No, I agree. And
Braden Fisk is gone.
Braden Fisk, the Rams traded up, right?
I think that's all. Yes, they did.
So they traded up. So we're seeing a little, I thought we'd see a heavier run on wide receivers, and then all of a sudden the D lineman. The guy from Michigan's still out there. I did like him too, if the Browns end up going D lineman.
Chris Jenkins?
Yes. Big run stopping guy. I kind of.
All I've heard is about his short arms, though. I don't think that's going to be a thing.
I don't know. It's one of those deals where, like, there's been a lot of talk about Michael Hall also, and he's a little undersized. I feel like the Browns are good in the pass rush department. I don't want us to get ran all over.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if one of our guys isn't a pass rush specialist. He's a guy who you just can't, like, that side of the field is locked.
Remember, though, that's also Siaki Ika from last year. And
supposedly.
He didn't play last year, but again, we talked about that a lot. Who was he playing over?
Yes.
You know.
So, but I don't know. I that's just one guy I had my eye on. I guess I did want to talk about, DF brought up the Browns. Did you have something, Devontae?
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles just traded up to the 40th pick. So
who they taking, man?
You know, I got to
call it before it comes. You're up, bro. Call it before it comes.
Shoot your shot.
I don't see.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh,
taking a receiver.
I don't see a defensive back.
It's they just made history. They just drafted a white corner.
Oh, is it Cooper?
Yeah.
DeGene?
Yeah. Hey, is he going to be the only white corner in the league?
Yeah, literally.
For like a long, since like
Jason Sehorn?
Yeah, for a very long time.
Billy has Reed Blankenship, the white safety, so he's there. Like, they rock with him. But Cooper, if they actually did do it, I'm shocked, because I would have preferred interior line. But Sweat was just taken, so I could see why they did it. But really quick on the Atlanta pick yesterday, it's a copycat league. You see what Green Bay just did. Mm. They're trying to replicate that. Is too early to do that at pick number 8, mm-hmm. but I can see why they did it. But if it fails, Arthur Blank is going to straight up just tell you, here's your walking papers, go work at my Home Depot.
I guess one of the things that I don't know either is I don't know much past that pick of quarterbacks. So I know there's like Spencer Rattler and there's a couple guys. Are they not getting picked till the 5th and there's that much discrepancy between the two?
So when I'm like looking at like the charts and stuff like that, with like we were talking about last night. They're like, do you think Spencer Rattler comes off here in the first round? I'm like, Spencer Rattler. Sorry, it's too many drafts. Like, I'm looking at that guy, and every time I've watched him, I'm like, well, this is rough. You know what I mean? This isn't very good. And then I'm seeing like fourth, fifth, sixth round talent. And to me, I don't care that he's a quarterback. Like, if he's a sixth round talent or a fifth round talent, and you take him in the second round, that to me is a miss. That is like you're not evaluating correctly. Could he be a difference maker? Sure, if you take him in the fifth round. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand why. And you saw it last night. There was guys that got taken.
Well, let's talk about Bo Nix then.
Boom.
Reach. Desperation. GM desperation. That's
to me. It sort of seemed like panic buttons were getting smashed last night.
And I don't want to talk. It depends on who you ask about, like, JJ. Like, to me, when they were talking about going up to three or four for JJ, I'm going, what in the hell is going on? You could have Marvin Harrison Jr. You could have Malik Nabers, and you're talking about taking a guy who was in a run-focused offense who was – I don't want to say game manager, because game manager is kind of working out in the NFL right now. But, like, that to me, you're – if you – let's say Minnesota did not do this, right? They traded up one spot. But let's say you go up to four and you give up a first or multiple firsts. That to me is craziness, because you just need to have a guy. Don't you already have something similar like that in Sam Darnold? I know it's not the same exactly, but, my God, Sam Darnold might end up being the starter.
Wait, so where
in Minnesota? Well, how it worked out, but I'm just saying, like, the talk was.
So I know. First of all, I wanted this to talk about the. We can talk about the Broncos, and we can talk about the Vikings.
Okay.
The Bo Nix thing. I heard Todd McShay said he talked to a lot of teams, like front offices. No team in the league had a first round grade on Bo Nix.
I never saw a first round grade on him from analysts, experts, anything. So,
people can be wrong. He could come out and light it up with Sean Payton in a dink and dunk offense, like, you know, Drew Brees did late in his career. And he could, but that's a pretty big reach. And I saw their quarterback room is awful.
That's why they had to do it. Well, I shouldn't say had to do it, but that's why they felt like they had to do it.
It's DiNucci. Right? They got, isn't it Ben DiNucci? Is he there?
Jared Stidham,
Zach Wilson, and now Bo Nix. Here's my hot take.
Below average.
Zach Wilson's PFF. Zach Wilson's the best quarterback on their roster.
Yeah.
That's my, what'd you say?
Without a doubt. Anybody who's a college football nerd, you've been watching Bo Nix for a long time. That dude, he's got talent, don't get me wrong, but should he have been picked where he was picked? Absolutely not.
And
there were ties to him. I don't know. Obviously, we hate Colin Cowherd as Browns fans, but all the last 2 weeks on his show, it's been nothing but John Payton, Denver Broncos, Bo Nix. Like, the connections have been there forever. I just didn't think they would actually do it.
Thing with the college football, like you're saying, like with Bo Nix, did not do well in Auburn in the SEC. And then he goes to Oregon, and all I've heard is he was the only quarterback. He had 30% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage, the highest in the league or the nation. And he was like in a one read system. Well, good luck in the NFL.
That was Colt McCoy at Texas.
Yeah.
That was exactly Colt McCoy at Texas. He went in the fifth.
My hot take on the Broncos and Zach Wilson is that Zach Wilson's better than what people think. He's not a dumpster fire. And I think I've said this before. I think if you gave like Kevin Stefanski Zach Wilson, he could be like Baker Mayfield-ish.
Let me ask you though, because he's leaving one dumpster fire, and I think he's heading right into another dumpster fire, bro. And maybe I'm wrong here, because my opinion of
Payton
ago was a lot higher than what it is right now.
We don't know what Sean Payton's going to be without, you know, it's his first time coaching without Drew Brees or whatever. But he had Russell Wilson playing good football last year.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. But he kicked him out.
He's into the curb. You know what I mean? But I just like my Zach Wilson thing is he went to quite arguably like one of the biggest dumpster fire organizations in football. And then they went and brought and then he had Nathaniel Hackett. Look what Nathaniel Hackett did to Russell Wilson. We went from a guy who was like, this is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Look how much they gave up for him. And they won the trade. Everybody was clowning on the Seahawks because they gave away their, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback. And they made Russell look like he forgot what football was. And then 1 year removed from him, he had comparable stats to Pat Mahomes last year. You know, granted, it was a down year for Mahomes, statistics speaking, but I don't know. I'm not saying Zach Wilson's like a top 12 or 15 quarterback. I just don't think he's an absolute dumpster fire like he's been presented with. I mean, they instill no confidence. Robert Saleh just get up there and basically be like, Zach's got to play again. Oh, God. You know what I mean? Like, they just did, they did nothing for him. It was terrible. I feel bad for the kid, actually. So
he's still young, too, though, isn't he? Like, he's got some time.
But I watched him play some good games. Like, I watched him against the Chiefs, and he freaking balled out again in that game. So, I don't know. Good. It's in there somewhere. I don't know if he's good enough to be consistently, like, a low-end starter. But I think he can be on a roster and be a spot start guy as opposed to, like, a guy who should be selling cars, like Nathaniel Hackett. Made him look. So we've talked about, before we get to the Bears, we'll talk about JJ McCarthy.
Sure.
Yeah. So I by no means think JJ McCarthy is that good of a quarterback. I think he was very mid for like his entire career. And honestly, once they got busted cheating and they couldn't cheat anymore, if he threw for like one touchdown after that, one touchdown, I'm pretty sure, after they weren't allowed to cheat anymore. So I don't think he's good, but he went to a very, 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 very good situation and coaching matters. And I think he got a very good offensive coach. He has two very good wide receivers, a very good tight end, a very good running back, and a good offensive line. So like if he's going to be successful anywhere, it's going to be there.
I'm not gonna lie. I liked Minnesota's day last night. Like I thought that they
did too. Yeah.
I thought that they. So you have a situation now. Like you had to get a quarterback, and in their eyes, they had to get a quarterback. So yeah. I'm okay. They traded up one spot to take JJ. He's going into a great situation. Once Hawk comes back, you have TJ Hawkinson. You've got Addison, and you've got Justin Jefferson. Great situation, and you also have Aaron Jones at running back. Then they move up, five spots, and they take arguably the best player in the on defense. You know, like for me, I thought they had a great, great night last night. My thing is, I'm just not sold on J.J. McCarthy yet.
So J.J. McCartney, the reason why you're not sold is because he did all his work between the 20s, and then the way Daniel Jeremiah put it, he goes, you stop the tape after he gets in the end zone because it's just Michigan football. Yeah. Run. So you don't know how he's going to react in that situation. You don't know what you're buying there, but he can move the ball between the 20s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe with those weapons and that coaching, it gets it through him.
That's the thing, the coaching. I think Kevin O'Connell is a great coach. I really like Kevin O'Connell. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Justin Jefferson. Yeah. You got the best receiver in the league. Jordan Addison proved that he can be a good receiver. Awesome. TJ Hawkinson, and then Aaron Jones in the backfield.
Running back now.
It is a great situation. I mean, Caleb Williams also has a great situation going into Chicago. It's unreal that just a year difference, Justin Fields has nothing. And a year later, Caleb Williams comes in, he's got everything.
Everything.
Wild.
Caleb Williams has one of the best situations of rookie. He has the best situation and a quarterback.
I agree.
They got in this offseason, like not just getting Odunze, but the cherry on top of a fourth for Keenan Allen.
Correct.
And already having DJ Moore. And I just want to say, if you are a Carolina Panthers fan, you are in absolute hell.
Yes.
The Chicago Bears, with fleecing the Panthers, gifted the number one overall pick. They still land a great receiver with their ninth pick. All the additions in free agency. But to your point, JJ, I hate JJ McCarthy with a passion. But you could not have a whole lot much more that you can ask for coming into a situation. But I was talking about this last night. I think the Browns 2020 year, the playoff year, first season with Baker, not first season with Baker, but first season getting to the playoffs, that offense is what I think the Vikings should run. They shouldn't put much on him. go through the run game and then let things open up from that standpoint. Because if you just go back there and say, all right, JJ, sling it, it ain't going to work. He's made his bread and butter off of the run game. He's made his bread and butter with his legs. So, dude, I don't understand the JJ hype, but the situation he is in is going to benefit him a lot if they handle it correctly.
That's you got to start Darnold, though. I don't think you get throw him right to the fire, though. Or if you take him that high, you're starting him.
I agree. I think JJ would probably have to sit for a little bit. Darnold's been in the league for, 6 years now or something. Let him take the first few. I mean,
I don't know, man, though. Like, you traded up to pick him at 4?
No, they traded up one pick from 11 to 10.
Yep.
Man, 11 to 10.
Yeah.
Penix is going to sit for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Penix. Yeah, he's going to sit until he's 30.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chance. I mean, Drake May was taken at 3, and he might sit for a few weeks behind Brissett. That would be the smart thing.
Yeah, I think he could sit longer than that. You know, let him develop. You got Jacoby Brissett, who's comfortable with the offense because it's pretty much like the same offense.
The Patriots and the Vikings are in like very different situations, though. The Patriots are not in like a win. Nobody's expecting them to win.
Right. Yeah.
They're expected to suck. The Vikings, they're like, oh, all we have to do is replace Kirk and we're right back to being very good again.
Right. How tough is that division now, too? That division is crazy.
If Jordan Love keeps building on like what he was doing second half last Chicago year, late stretch. Like
they're going to be tough.
I wanted to talk about Chicago, DF touched on it.
Yes.
I can't think of a number one pick quarterback-wise going into a better spot. Most of the time, if you're the number one pick, you're going into basically like you got to be Superman to have a shot.
Yep.
Of surviving. Like you're going into, there's a reason they have the number one pick. You know, the front office,
coach, man.
The front office is probably bad. You're probably coming into, there's a good chance you're coming into a new coach.
Rebuild.
You know what I mean? A rebuild. He's got talent.
Yep.
He's got a guy who's been there for a few years now in the front office. They brought back their coaches. I don't know if Eberflus and them are good or not, but they as bad as they started last year, like they turned it around and started playing pretty decent football once they got Sweat.
Yep.
Basically, once they got Montez Sweat, their defense completely transformed.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that because I feel like that's a part of this whole thing that's getting missed too, is everybody's talking about the weapons on offense, everything. Their defense was a rising defense. They were, I heard a stat earlier, either yesterday or today, they were top 7 in basically every defensive category in the NFL.
Eberflus going to have them rocking and rolling. It's just a matter of what the guy that calls it. Oh, and I forget what the offensive coordinator's name is. Either way, they were speaking about this on the radio, and everyone's just kind of not sure about that guy.
Well, I just think the division is crazy too, because you have Detroit, who I think Detroit is going to be very tough. I think
Green Bay looks good. Green Bay
is rising. I think Chicago is rising. Minnesota, you could make the argument that other than losing Kirk Cousins, they could be just as good. Their defense is still very good. They still have weapons on offense. It's just the biggest thing with them is you are losing Kirk Cousins and you're plugging in
an unknown. Either a journeyman in Sam Darnold or a rookie.
Right.
A rookie who, like you said, he was a game manager in college.
But very interesting situation. Going forward, like I love the Browns, but like I'm going into next season going, man, that division could be very fun to watch. See how they could eat each other alive.
I agree. So why don't we recap the last couple of picks here real quick, and then why don't we take our first break and then come back and do that voicemail?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
So just recap real quick. At 41, the Saints took Kool-Aid McKinstry. One of the coolest names.
Yeah.
cornerback out of Alabama. The Texans took cornerback Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia. And the Cardinals took cornerback Max Melton out of Rutgers. So we're starting to see a run on the defensive guys. I thought like it was going to be nothing but receivers early round. I mean, we might have, I'm going to knock on wood. There might be 3 or 4 receivers sitting here like that. We like all of them. And it's kind of like, oh, which one do we want?
Mitchell's still falling.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's kind of crazy. And it's now it's getting to the point. Like I'm looking to the Raiders don't have, I'm looking the next team with a receiver need is the Colts. Bengals could potentially take a receiver.
Steelers.
There's a couple teams. I'm trying to get up like above the Texans. I'm calling Jacksonville. That'd be moving up. What? Six spots.
The Texans.
Not the Texans, the Jags.
Okay, so you're trying to get to the
48.
I'm trying to get to 48.
47.
Because you got to think New York's not taking another receiver, more than likely.
Neither's Jacksonville took one in the first.
Yeah, so in Jacksonville's not. And it doesn't have the Bengals as a I could see them going with that tight end out of Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
But I'm trying to get up in this range. I don't think
the Raiders are going to take another tight end.
It wouldn't take too much to get up into there. I don't think. It's only six spots. The Mitchell, I'm with DF. Like, if you got a shot, I would go get him.
The Raiders just took Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. Hey. I mean, in all the mocks I saw, he was like a mid-first round pick.
Yep.
I think this is a steal for the Raiders.
He was the number one ranked center, and they got him at 27.
Yeah.
They're having a great draft.
The dude, I mean, Barry Shuck saw him at the Senior Bowl, and when I talked to Barry after he came back from Mobile, raved about this kid. Like, Jackson Powers Johnson's awesome.
Guys in the Patreon were real big on him last couple of days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick, which one are you going to play? A minute one, a 6 minute one, or you want to hype that up a little bit?
I've got to pee really bad. I'm not going to lie.
So here's what we're going to do. So later in the show, there is going to be a 6 minute break, but it's going to be a montage of our first 4 years as a podcast. It's pretty entertaining. So you guys want to stick around for that.
Yeah.
This break will be a quick ad, and then it's going to be a clip from one of our after hours episodes.
All right.
So cool.
So stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 60 seconds, 90 seconds. Justin, go pee real quick.
No.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.